Start with something and ask questions. You have great community. People are eager to jump in and help with open hands. That's what I would do. And it's a lot of challenges here. It's not get rich overnight.
Welcome to Multifamily Deal Lab, where your host, Dave Lindahl, dissects recent multifamily deals done by his guests. Dave will extract what went right, what went wrong, and a number of key takeaways so your next deal may be more profitable.
Hey, welcome everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Multifamily Deal Lab, where we talk about how deals get done. So with me, I have Anessa and Roman. And why don't you guys tell everybody who you are and where you're from?
My name is Roman Kirchner, living in New York and doing business everywhere in New York. My background is mechanical engineer and computer programming. When I was working as a mechanical engineer for 10 years for a Japanese company, they moved my business to Mexico. When I started working for computer programming in Bank of America, they moved my business to India. So we decided to grab some bricks and mortars and real estate. Obviously, that was the choice. And it was back in 2005. And I'm doing real estate since 2005 to full time.
Where did you grow up?
In Ukraine.
Oh, so that's interesting. You have family there now?
No, everyone is here.
Everybody get out? Okay, I hope that gets all resolved peacefully.
Next to me, it's according to Medium, my enemy, Inessa. She's from Russia.
Okay, so tell everybody who you are, where you're from, and what your story is.
Sure. I'm from New York as well. I live in Staten Island. Been here for the past 31 years. I have background in finance. As you can see my background, I still in office in one of biggest US bank on the compliance space, doing real estate for the past 4.5 years with Roman. So actually I pull him into multifamily. And one of the presentation, when I see one of your presenter in the Queens, I just went the first event, sign up, and that's it.
So we see you.
Yeah. And, yes. Course, and the story with real estate, our mentor started quite a few years ago already.
2018, yes.
Can you say kill the squirrel?
Okay, kill the squirrel.
For anybody that knows that reference, that's from Bullwinkle and Rocky. And there was always a Russian woman trying to kill the squirrel.
You have to do that in better way. Kill the squirrel.
Yeah. Right. You know what? I can, as a Russian woman, I propagate it. I love kickboxing. That's my thing to relax and for stress relief. So I will kill it with my hand as a Russian woman.
So you guys get together as a partnership. Tell me about the first deal that you did together. How you get into it?
We did a couple of flips because I was always in single family business in Philadelphia. We purchased property from auctions and off market because I had strong relationship with local brokers.
What about your first multifamily deal following the system?
Multifamily deal was in York, I would say, in York, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, how many units?
It's not big. It's 2 commercial units and 4 residential units, but it's located in central business district. So it's a kind of class BB plus property. And it was off market and it was presented to me, to us basically by the broker that we had relationship based on our single family experience.
You said it was 4 residential and was it 2 commercial?
2 commercial, right.
Okay, I just want to say something. You know, you said it wasn't a big deal, but you know what? It doesn't matter what the size is of that first deal. We used to teach people at the beginning to do big deals, but then we realized that people would have, subconsciously, they wouldn't be ready for it. So what we recognized was that people were subconsciously ready for those big deals. So then we started teaching, you know, get into your first deal. It doesn't matter what size it is, do whatever you're comfortable. So like a 6 unit to you might be huge to somebody that's just starting out. And I remember my first deal was a 3 unit deal and it took me 9 months to do it because I was so afraid to do it. And then for 3 years, I would only do 3 to 6 unit deals because I was so afraid to go bigger. It's all relative on where you're starting. But you got into that first deal. How did you get it?
Actually, it was off-market deal, as Roman mentioned. He cheated on their partners. Actually, that's how we got a deal from 405 down to 380. So down by 5% in addition on the price. And eventually we find out he cheated on us as well because he claims that one of the units was occupied. We've been there in that unit. It was so messy, like harder walls there look like. So he gave us payment for that first month. He did everything to cover it. But we find out months later that nobody living there. So it took us, 4 or 5 months legally to remove belongings and do the rehab. But it ended up that we raised our rent by 50% of original price. So it ended up great. That was our experience with the seller.
Yeah, basically we due diligence. Everything was good. And the question came a couple of times about that particular unit. He said that person lives there. He never saw her, but he always comes to the door, gets their cash, and that's it. But it was a lie all over. It took us a little bit of time to clean it up and renovate it and rent it out. But right now, the property is fully occupied. But they have purchased till now, increased the rent by 15%, which give us bump of $700 to $25 per month in extra cash flow.
All right. So you said you had a great relationship with the broker. So how did you establish that relationship with the broker?
That was day by day, every day, every week, I will call a broker. We bought a couple properties with Inessa and other people. I have different LLCs. Right now, we have presence in New York. It's about 25 units altogether we have in that city. We like the city because it has low unemployment rate. It has huge Harley Davidson plant there. It's a lot of things to do in Central Business District, that's where the property located. So we love that properties and we love working with broker. It's like we're teaching him what we know from our mentor. He's giving us products.
Interesting. So how much does the property cost?
Asking price was $435. Mm-hmm. Then we brought it down to $405. Then we ordered, appraisal came $360.
Oh, wow.
So that was interesting twist to that process because the seller was a crook and we knew about it. He said, we will sell for $360 according to the seller to appraisal price, but I want $20,000 on the top of it.
And what'd you do?
We gave him $20,000, but we reduced the price to $380 altogether. On the paper, we bought it for $360.
Okay, I get it. How did you get like the down payment and the closing costs for that?
Because it's not a big property. I mean, in terms of multifamilies, we were able to get through one of the banks. It's Nation Bank M&T.
What about your deposit? Where did that come from?
We put our own money, but it's formality because we have LLC, which is joint venture. It's 50-50.
Yeah.
And that's basically done with RE mentor students as well. Thanks to Jeannie, she gave us contacts and we met the person and get together a couple of times. And finally, she put money down and that was good.
That's the great part of the RE mentor community because we're in our 20th year, which we're celebrating our 20th anniversary this year. And we have got clients all around the United States in every major city, secondary city, tertiary market. And Jeannie is like, she's like a steel trap. She knows everybody, remembers everybody. And whenever there's a connection that needs to be made, she makes that connection. If somebody's looking to do a deal in a particular area and they bring a good deal and they're new, I mean, it's going to be a good deal. She finds a partner for them. Somebody's looking for a funding on a deal that's an RE mentor student and she'll find somebody that's looking to do that type of deal that wants to be a partner or a sponsor on that particular deal. The community is awesome here.
Absolutely. We're using all resources and all tools that you guys provided. We have Bob's Bowman software. We have RE indicators. We're using mentorship. We went to Killzone. We're doing everything.
It's awesome. What property, was there a particular property that you wanted to talk about? I wanted to get into your very first deal because a lot of people are struggling to get into their first deal or they're in the process of getting into their first deal. Those first deal stories are always good. Other than that, was there another particular deal you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, another one was in Maine, in Lewistown, in Maine. It was 8 units deal, all residentials.
How did you end up in Lewistown, Maine?
It was thanks to Bob Bowman, because I'm constantly in contact with him, doing underwriting and discussing. And one day he said, Roman, I have one guy who is interested in partnership, but the deal is too small for me. Maybe you can pick it up because you're a good underwriter. So we met with that guy. He had offer. He has already started discussion on that property, 8 units, and he was looking for the partners. He is local, which is great. He is contractor, which is also great. And he is our mentor student, which is makes things much easier.
Wow. I mean, if we've got students up in Lewistown, Maine, we've got students everywhere. Because Lewistown's way, way north, you know, north country. Yeah. Did you actually go to the property yourself?
We went at least twice. The first time we went to see the property, the second time when we were closing.
Was that property full of maniacs?
It was a strange people around, of course. I would be polite. It was a strange people around that area.
Really? After New York?
Yeah.
Saying that, no. It's nobody weird after New York.
For us, it's normal. It was a vacancy out of 8. 3 units were vacant. The landlord, basically, he was living in the property and he doesn't know how to deal with that at all. So he is a young guy who probably bought it accidentally and he was trying to get rid of it. After we acquired that property, he was living in there for a couple of months and then he stopped paying it. So we evicted the owner of the property.
Hey, I got a question for you because Lewistown, Maine is really, really far north. You know, in these smaller towns, it's difficult to find good management companies. How are you managing that asset?
Our partner is a manager also because he has a few properties. He has a little bit of experience. I have obviously 17 years of experience because I managed about 40 properties in Philadelphia. Mark is doing construction. We found the common ground, how we can communicate, which is not always the easiest things to do with people that you don't know and you get used to. We're doing all right so far. We start collecting fully stabilized right now. We're calculating break-even point. So break-even point for us was about 37-38% of occupancy, which is great.
The break-even is 37-38%?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the lowest I think I've ever heard. So what was the purchase price on that property?
$250.
Okay. What's that netting you guys a month?
Right now, it's about $5,000 per two of us.
Is that for all the partners or is that just...
For partners. Full partners, but it's out of gross rent, it's 7,266 mm-hmm. and monthly expenses, including debt services, it's around 2,000. So we have a 5,000 plus net operational income.
Did you put money into the deal yourself?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
What's the return on your money right now?
12-13%.
You're getting 12-13% cash mm-hmm. on cash a year?
Yeah.
Yes.
And the first deal that we mentioned, we didn't put money because we used a 50-50 split, but we had general partners and investors on the other side. So we didn't put the deal on that one that we mentioned before. So that was the structure.
Were there any big surprises on that 8-unit deal?
A little bit structural damage that we were able to fix. It's like mostly exterior, yep. supporting bins. We already replaced one boiler and did full renovation on 3 units. That's what it was.
I would say it wasn't a surprise. It was pleasant surprise because our partner and manager, he finished renovation of those 3 units and exterior in less than a month. We was like, we bought it in September 3rd. He started work pretty much September 5th. And by middle of October, we was full and running. So that was pleasant surprise.
What was not pleasant surprise is the current status of cost of labor and materials.
Because of COVID, the cost of supplies is crazy. You know, I got a shed for the back of my house to store stuff in for my kids to play in. I remember it was a red shed and I thought, well, my house is cedar shingle, so maybe I'll switch it over to cedar shingle. So I went in to switch it over and they said, well, that's going to be $5,000 to change it. I was like, this shed only cost me seven. I said, yeah, but have you seen the price of cedar shingles lately? I was like,
oh, yeah. As well, we allocated about $6,000 per unit for renovation. It was more than 10.
Crazy. What about labor? I'm surprised that the labor cost was higher.
They were charging about $25 an hour, which I didn't.
You didn't like that?
No, because I like to work on that type of project, not based on the hourly rate, but based on the project itself, how much that costs.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you there. So that's the difference mm-hmm. between project cost and time and material. And time mm-hmm. and material, they always get you. I hate doing time and material.
Yeah. So we're already changing that because our partner was involved in construction itself.
Yeah. All right. Now, what type of advice would you give people that are just starting out? They're looking to get into their first deal and they may be looking to do their first raise.
That's really good because, first of all, you have to have confidence that you can do that. That's number one. Confidence comes with experience, of course. And experience comes from education and your relationship with the people. I'm not going to do marketing for our mentor, but it's really one of the best schools that I went because I'm not an easy person to be convinced from inspirational speeches. But I'm fully submerged in our mentor, and I'm glad that we're part of your family. That's not a compliment. That's given because what it's given us, confidence of doing business and network that we can find like-minded people much easier. And they know what we're talking about. They don't get scared about the 30-70 split. It's normal. The environment itself is great. So I would recommend anyone. I thought that I have a lot of experience in real estate, but coming to RE Mentor was a turning point for us. That's for sure. And we just, like a sponge, we're getting everything from you guys. And we're meeting all people, not only that, but it will change your mental status. Dealing with other people from this community, it will change your thinking about yourself and where you are in this world.
Gives you confidence and helps you overcome limiting beliefs. Since you plugged us, for those listening that aren't familiar with us, we are at rementor.com. We've got home study systems. We've got 3-day boot camps all around the country. One's usually happening some weekend somewhere. And we have a coaching program. So feel free to go to rementor.com or call us 781-878-7114. There's always someone here that picks up the phone. If by chance you do go into voicemail, someone will call you right back. Anessa, give advice to people that are just starting out there, aside from rementor. What are the confidence builders? What are the things that they absolutely need to do in order to progress themselves to get into that first deal?
From the way I learn and from the way I start and doing anything in my life, it just get comfortable to be uncomfortable. Ask question and do something, not procrastinate. Because when we have all those material in hand and we start studying and that knowledge overwhelms us and we don't know where to start. Start with something and ask questions. You have great community. So people eager to jump in and help with open hands. And it's a lot of challenges here. It's not get rich overnight.
It's not a get rich quick. It's a get rich right.
Yes.
getting uncomfortable being uncomfortable. That's one of my favorite sayings. I've been saying that for a long time while I'm teaching. And then the other thing is you got to do what you got to do until you can do what you want to do. That's the process of being successful. So thank you for being on this podcast. And we'll be another podcast coming out next week. Thank you very much.
This has been another edition of Multifamily Deal Lab. If watching on YouTube, please be sure to hit the like button, the subscribe button, so you don't miss the next session, and review the contact links on this page.